Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with showers and storms likely, highs working up into the middle 50s. Then for tonight, more periods of showers and storms, a low of 48. Finally, drying out on Friday, gradually clearing skies in the upper 60s. And for Saturday, lots of sunshine, mid-70s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Riley County Police are looking for a man who is wanted for alleged drug-related crimes. The Riley County Police Department says officers are searching for Corey Bloom, who's 51, as he has active warrants out for his arrest. Bloom is wanted for alleged distribution of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to appear, criminal possession of a firearm. Together, his warrants hold a bond of $26,000. According to the Osage County Sheriff's Office, deputies, the Osage County Fire District No. 4, and emergency medical services were sent to a single vehicle injury accident in the 12,900 block of South Shawnee Heights Road near Overbrook. Crews found a van that had left the road for unknown reasons and was overturned. The driver, a 75-year-old man, was taken to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka and is reportedly in critical condition. The Osage County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating the incident. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no! Electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
A Kansas man will be sentenced in July for his role in a hoax call that led to a fatal police shooting in 2017. Shane Gaskill pleaded guilty on Tuesday to wire fraud related to a swatting call that ended with Wichita police shooting and killing 28-year-old Andrew Finch. In his plea agreement, Gaskill said he taunted another online gamer and gave him an old address in Wichita. Another gamer in Los Angeles called Wichita police and falsely reported a shooting and kidnapping at the address. Finch, who had nothing to do with the online dispute, was shot when he opened the door to his home. Authorities in Kansas City say a man suspected of leading police on a chase over two states has been fatally shot by officers. Police in Kansas City, Missouri say the shooting happened late Tuesday near Platte City after officers in KCK attempted to stop a car driven by a man as part of a homicide investigation. The man was identified Wednesday as 26-year-old Micaiah Harris of Kansas City, Kansas. He was a suspect in a shooting death on Sunday in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A jury has found a Nebraska man guilty of first-degree murder and other counts in the stabbing death of his fiancée nearly 2 years ago in their home as their two young children slept upstairs. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 27-year-old Colton Barnes of Malmo was convicted Wednesday of first-degree murder in the July 15, 2020 death of 27-year-old Kayla McTulka at their Saunders County home. Investigators say Barnes kicked in the home's locked door and beat Matulka before stabbing her more than two dozen times. Police say he left Matulka's body for her two young children to find. A 44-year-old Omaha man who killed a real estate agent has been sentenced to life in prison. Ross Lorello was sentenced Wednesday for first-degree murder in the shooting death of 70-year-old Mickey Sodoro in December of 2020. Prosecutors said Lorello intended to kill Sodoro after the two men met at a South Omaha home Lorello planned to rent. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Lincoln man shot by Beatrice police Saturday evening has died as a result of the incident. Bradley Allen, age 35, reportedly threatened a gun and reached into his waistband after he fled his vehicle, which was stopped after high-speed pursuit. Police had initially tried to stop the man for inoperable headlights, reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour. The vehicle was disabled by spike strips. The officer involved was not injured and is on administrative leave pending Nebraska State Patrol investigation, while Bradley Allen was taken to a Lincoln hospital where he died Tuesday. Grant applications are open for the Rural Mural and Public Arts Program. Kansas Department of Commerce will provide matching funds for communities to create new murals and public art projects that will engage community residents and create a place for the community to gather and enjoy. The program is designed for communities with populations under 10,000 to increase community vibrancy and provide space for artistic expression. Matching funds are available to established 501c3 or 501c6 organizations based in Kansas, units of local government, or federally recognized tribes. The maximum grant amount is $10,000, and there is a one-to-one match requirement for each project. Matching funds must consist of at least 50% cash provided by the applicant. In-kind, non-monetary donations and volunteer hours may be counted up to 50% of the required match. Deadline is May 16th for application for the Rural Mural and Public Arts Program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. The eligibility requirements are available online through disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Farmers may also contact their local Farm Service Agency office. Marshall and Washington County are among primary Kansas counties, plus neighboring counties include Gage, Jefferson, and Pawnee in southeast Nebraska, as well as Riley, Pottawatomie, and Republic in Kansas. Small non-farm businesses, small ag cooperatives, small businesses engaged in other activities, and most nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations as a result of a drought that began February 22nd. Garage sale season underway. Citywide garage sales in Blue Rapids are scheduled Friday and Saturday with maps available at sale locations and local businesses. In addition, they will have a benefit lunch on Saturday at the community center in Blue Rapids. Odell citywide garage sales on Saturday. They will have maps at sale locations available. The annual Mother's Day Market runs this weekend at the Marysville City Park, beginning Saturday, continuing Sunday. Thomas J. Donahue, age 78, most recently of Waterville and formerly of the Blaine area, passed away April 22nd. Memorial service is planned Friday at 10:30 at the Campanella Stewart Funeral Home of Wamego. Interment, St. Joseph Cemetery, the Irish Creek Cemetery at Lillis. Campanella Stewart Funeral Home of Wamego in charge of arrangements for Thomas Donahue.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville, Amory.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a low pressure system continues to work across the region for today and into tonight, still expecting widespread shower and storm activity to continue before we finally dry out into Friday as that system exits on off to the east. We're back to some milder upper 60s for high temperatures on your Friday. And starting off your weekend on a dry and sunny note on Saturday with 70s making a return, before we do pick up at least a slight chance for some showers and storms again into the day on Sunday. First for today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with showers and storms likely. High temperatures working up into the middle part of the 50s. Then for tonight, more periods of showers and storms, upper 40s for overnight lows. Then gradually clearing skies into the day on Friday, upper 60s. Saturday, lots of sun, mid-70s for highs, slight chance for a storm then for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, early May, 72, record high on this date, 99. The average low, 50, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24. We did receive a few hundredths of an inch of rain, just a light bit of precipitation yesterday here in the area, and a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of May. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Average high temperature. State 91.
The 2022 Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Your donations make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyupmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday till 11:59 p.m. Friday. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards museum materials, exhibit displays, signage, display cases, mannequins, and archive storage containers to protect donations and artifacts not currently on display. Your contribution allows the Historical Society to continue their mission of sharing Marshall County's heritage with our future generations. The Marshall County Historical Society is raising funds towards significant costs involved with saving the tower of the building and repairing the North Brick Wall. Over the years, time and the elements have deteriorated some of the building structure, and efforts continue to maintain and improve the stability and assure that the historic courthouse will stand strong for the future. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The sun shining in Phoenix and bad blood on the ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 12-time All-Star Chris Paul again racking up the points in the final frame.
Booker from the left, doubled, goes to Johnson, swings it quickly to Paul. Paul on the arc, will shoot the three, and he'll hit. Chris Paul, another big bucket with with an answer three.
The call on ESPN Radio, 28 points for CP3, half of those coming in the fourth quarter. Devin Booker, the points leader for the Suns, with 30. The Suns take game two of their Western semifinal series, 129-109 for a 2-0 series lead heading to Dallas. Stanley Cup playoffs, two goals each from Sebastian Aho and Nino Niederreiter lifted the Canes over the Bruins 5-2 to take a 2-0 series lead to Boston. The Canes rallying around third-string goalie Pyotr Kochetkov after second-stringer Antti Raanta was taken out by a hit from Boston's David Pastrnak. Canes coach Rod Brind'Amour asked if he thought his netminder was targeted.
Can't get me more obvious.
Game three tomorrow night. Stay tuned. More NBA playoffs. The Heat drubbed the Joel Embiid-less Sixers 119-103 thanks to a 10-0 run in the fourth. Bam Adebayo led Miami with 23 points. The Heat take a 2-0 series lead to Philadelphia. More NHL first-round action in Minnesota.
Hartman up ice. It's Kaprizov. He's got a chance at a hat trick. He'll shoot and score!
The call on KFAN-FM, Wild over the Blues 6-2, series tied at a game apiece heading to St. Louis. Baseball, game two of the Crosstown Classic at Wrigley Field belonged to the White Sox, who got home runs from Jose Abreu and Leury Garcia. 4-3 your final, the Sox sweeping the two-game series. The Brewers put up 18, a huge crooked number, against lowly Cincinnati. Final score, 18-4. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
There will be a household and real estate auction held for the Eldon Zimmerman Estate, located at 1507 Jenkins Street in Marysville, held on Thursday, May 5th, starting at 5:30, house to follow, selling approximately at 6:30. This property includes a two-bedroom bungalow with full bath, a full-finished attic, and a full unfinished basement. For more information, contact Greg Kretz at 785-630-0701 or visit kansasauction.net/Kretz. Once again, this is May 5th starting at 5:30. Auction conducted by Clay County Real Estate.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday, we saw things wrap up kind of volatile for sure, especially in the grain markets, but mostly higher in the grains, a little bit mixed, but lower in the livestock overall. We'll see what's in store today for the pre-Friday celebration. In the grain market, corn especially, they were back and forth throughout most of the day, going positive and negative, wrapped up kind of mixed on the board. At the end of day, with May corn wrapping up 2.25 cents lower at 798.5, we had July corn sitting in the green by 1.25 cents at 794.25. In the wheat market, they were pretty consistent. A lot of gains. They jumped up early on and were pretty consistent throughout most of the day, with May KC wheat finishing 30.75 cents up at 1112.5. July was up by 30.5 cents. Sitting 1123.25. Soybean market, they dipped down early on, but came back up by the end of trading, with May beans finishing 10.75 cents higher on the day yesterday at 1669.75. July was also up by 10 cents at 1640.5. Meal, on the other hand, was a little bit lower on the day. May soybean meal down $8.10 at 428.30. And the bean oil for May saw a little bit of gain, up $2.78 at 87.08. And the cotton market, they saw some big gains early on and were up there throughout most of the day, with May cotton up $4.69 on the day at 158.02. July was also up 4.68 as well. Canola saw some gains, up by $12.40 at 1139.60. And the oats market, it was mixed on the board. The early futures were mostly higher, later futures a little bit lower, as May oats were up 6.25 at 708.75. Livestock market yesterday was kind of mixed, but a lot of the early futures were down for the cattle futures, with live cattle for June down a half a buck at 134.82. Feeder cattle for May were down 15 cents at 162.25. Lean hogs saw a little bit of a jump, with May lean hogs up $2.82.
Are
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The major winter wheat growing regions in the U.S. face the significant possibility of below average yields. That's because drought intensified through the plains this spring and summer. Those forecasts don't show much relief ahead. A dry fall, winter, and spring combined with winds over 60 miles per hour have pushed the winter wheat to its limit. DTN meteorologist John Baronick said overall conditions are poor from Nebraska through western Kansas down to west Texas. The region's lower precipitation trend dates back to late in the summer of last year. Precipitation stayed low through the fall and winter, but spring storm systems stayed mostly to the north, and persistent high winds have only made things harder for the wheat crop. An active spring storm swung north across the western U.S., then sent strong, dry winds onto the plains. He said those strong winds combined with the dryness, causing a lot of blowing dust, even buried some of the wheat. The Farm Credit System reporting that combined net income increased 3.8% to $1.8 billion for the first quarter of 2022, as compared with $1.7 billion for the same time a year ago. Tracy McCabe, the president and CEO of the Federal Farm Credit Bank Funding Corporation, said the system reported solid first quarter results reflecting in strong loan growth and a continuous focus on the mission. He said while the short term, the economy remains healthy, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and rising interest rates and inflation remain concerns. In addition, he says, the war in Ukraine presents an unprecedented challenge, both in terms of its human toll as well as potential economic implications. He said, despite the challenges, the system, by virtue of its strong balance sheet and seasoned staff, is well positioned to support rural America and agriculture during what is anticipated a volatile year ahead. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 800 head of cattle for the sale today, including 16 fall bred heifers, pelvic measured, AI bred, magnitude, 13 fall bred cows, their running age, 20 black fall bred heifers, bred to Angus LBW Easy, a calving T7 bull, calving September 1st over 60 days, 4 black and white faced fall bred heifers, 29 black fall bred cows, bred to T7 bull, start calving in August, 4 to 7 years old. Other consignments include 6 black cow-calf pairs, 6 years, short and solid, 5 black and red cow-calf pairs, 45 to 60-day calves, running age cows, 22 heifers weighing 8 to 8 and a quarter, 25 mostly black steers and heifers weigh 3 to 5, 26 black steers and heifers, 4 and a quarter to 6, 17 red steers and heifers weigh 7 to 8, 35 black yearling heifers, 775. 65 mostly black, a few Charley red yearling steers, weigh 8 and a quarter. 120 black yearling steers, 850 to 9. 80 Charley cross yearling steers, green condition, SD origin, 850 to 900 pounds. 120 mostly black yearling steers, weigh 850 to 9. 50 black steers, 875 to 9. And 120 mixed yearling steers, average 900 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Poinsettia plants, hummingbirds, and Caesar salad. They're all part of a Cinco de Mayo salute to the land south of the border. On the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Mexican heritage is celebrated today. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the victory of the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Here are a few things you probably didn't know had origins in Mexico. The Caesar salad. It was invented by Chef Cesar Cardini at his Tijuana restaurant in 1924. Vanilla is a distinctly Mexican plant. Until European explorers arrived, it was the only place the plant was cultivated. Christmas wouldn't be the same without the poinsettia, a native plant of Mexico. And be sure to say hola to any hummingbirds that visit your backyard this year. They're just here on summer vacation. Most are natives of the tropical climes of southern Mexico. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY 50 with a cloudy overcast. Still a chance for some showers off and on today. It'll be a little bit of a warm-up trend. On into the weekend, though, looking pretty good. Warmer temperatures. In fact, we may break into the 80s by Sunday into Monday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State University has parted ways with current athletic director Darren Boatwright. Boatwright was named AD for Wichita State in 2015. WSU President Rick Muma has selected Sarah Adams to serve as the interim AD. Adams was hired in June of 2021 as an associate athletic director and senior women's administrator. Muma later confirmed the news, saying in a press release that, quote, there were significant ongoing concerns that became acute in recent weeks, ones that I did not believe could be addressed, end quote. Despite rumors of a replay of Super Bowl 55 going international, the Kansas City Chiefs will not be part of the international slate of games in 2022. Rumors of the Chiefs playing the Buccaneers in Germany started months ago after the two franchises were part of the few selected teams granted international marketing rights for Germany and Mexico as part of NFL's global growth of professional football. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Flowers you sent came to my door, and I know what you sent them for. The card said you were sorry as can be, but angry words we said last night still hurt me in the morning light, and they won't disappear that easily. I say the words, but you don't seem to hear. I can buy my own roses, but that's not what I need to make it okay. I need you to talk to me. I need truth and honesty. That's the way that I want you to show it. I can buy my own roses. Pink balloons and chocolate hearts you try to use like Cupid darts, but you're the only one they help to heal. What will it take to make you see? Taking time to know the way I feel. The truth hurts, but it's worse if I pretend. And I don't want your apology again. I can buy
Last night I dreamed about washing machines.